Have I been sleeping? I've been so still, afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless? Dismissing all the distant rumbling.
Welcome back to Eco Talk. And of course, there is the distant rumbling of climate change. None of us know what it's going to bring. But the guy who is trying to rally the troops and get the cavalry going, cavalcade, whatever, going to try to address climate change is Al Gore. He was in San Francisco on Friday to address a day-long summit on climate protection. And he was one of many speakers, but of course, he was the star. And among the speakers is someone who's joining us now for kind of a download on that day, because it's happening around the country. But of course, a lot of these things do begin here in Northern California. I always make that distinction. Southern California is not too bad, but not quite as proactive. Anyway, Michelle Wyman is the executive director of ICLEI, and that stands for International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And welcome to EcoTalk. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Betsy.
So give us some highlights of the day. I imagine Gore was one of them.
He absolutely was. His presentation is hands down one of the most inspirational and scientifically accurate presentations that I've seen. And what distinguishes the presentation from many out there is that Vice President Gore has effectively translated the science into simple terms so it's palatable for lay people to really understand and understand the scope and the depth of the issue and the consequential impacts if we don't fundamentally change the path forward that we're currently on.
Now, he kept the media out, so was it his usual slideshow presentation or something else?
You know, the approach that he takes is generally he speaks and is accompanied by slides. Those slides he is changing on a continual basis. I've had the honor of seeing his presentation several times now and know that he is constantly searching for the newest and most updated data on any of the given points that he's making, whether it's around glaciers melting or sea level rise. So it was a slideshow, though very different in many ways from the slideshow that's captured in An Inconvenient Truth.
I noticed that he does always update it, and there's no shortage, unfortunately, of incidents that we can tie to climate change, most likely.
No, they're not.
So I'm sure this day was mostly focused on what are we going to do about it, and tell us what some of the ideas are that are being presented and perhaps programs already being initiated that can be emulated around the country.
Mm-hmm. The primary aha moment, I think many people now that are beginning to engage in the issue and want to, they understand the science, they've been a part of the debate, they're now beyond that, and they're ready to get started on doing something about it, is understanding the value and the opportunity that leveraging shared resources offers. In other words, ICLEI works specifically with local governments across the country, and we are increasingly bringing together smaller cities, medium-sized cities, counties and cities, working directly with states. In the state of California, for example, we work with 47 cities, and we are helping the state actually achieve the target and move towards that target that was set forth by Governor Schwarzenegger in 2005 for greenhouse gas emissions reductions. And I think there's a general sense of recognition and acknowledgement that action at the local level is the most immediate, direct way to effectively address the issue of global warming today. So much of the discussion on the ground has been around specific programs and initiatives and actions that can be made, whether it's through operations, energy collaboratives to drive a certain percentage of renewables and their availability on the grid. There are many different opportunities that exist, particularly when you pull either resources or political influence or demand from an energy perspective.
Who was in attendance mostly?
Primarily Bay Area local government agencies. We had several different private sector companies that were represented and many different cities.
Is this type of thing going on across the country, or is this really beginning here? Do you know gatherings like this where cities are coming together?
I have to say that actually across the country there is an undercurrent of leadership that increasingly is gaining momentum, particularly at the local level. ICLEI has a cornerstone program that we launched in 1993 called the Cities for Climate Protection Campaign, and we've been working with cities for more than a decade now specifically on implementing actions to reduce greenhouse gas reductions. As a consequence, we have a story that carries much credibility. We work with cities to not only achieve these reductions, but actually measure them, and we can verify what those and quantify what those reductions are. These different types of dialogues across the country, Fridays being one of them, are really representative of the uptake that we're seeing at the local level. And I'll give you another example. In the state of Texas, there are a group of mayors that in June met for the first time and are now leading the path on climate protection in that state at the local level again. And in the Northeast, we've been working with many, more than 70 different local governments there for over 10 years that have been quietly and consistently driving actions to reduce their greenhouse gas emission impact.
I guess it's important to not remain too quiet because everybody wants to share what they're learning so we don't have to keep reinventing.
Exactly, and that's been the turn that we've seen in the last 18 to 24 months now, that the issue itself has gained a level of profile and momentum that it essentially is beginning to mainstream. As I mentioned earlier, now we're no longer in a dialogue around the debate of whether or not global warming is happening. Rather, we're beyond that, and people are really beginning to understand that it's not only an imperative that we need to pursue because of the environmental consequences if we don't, it also offers the opportunity and a tremendous amount of potential to achieve cost savings. Cities across the country that we worked with in 2005 together, 164 cities reduced 23 million tons of carbon. The cost savings of those 23 million tons was more than $535 million directly back to local budget.
Michelle, I'm afraid we're out of time, and not to mention the benefits to human health. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle Wyman,
Executive Director of ICLEI, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to EcoTalk, where we raise the volume on green with sound solutions for a healthier planet and people.